Syracuse Common Counselors have okayed the latest contract between the city and police, but it was not without some concerns. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Lawmakers voted 7-2 to approve a contract for 2016 and 17 that includes 2% raises each year. But while council agreed on the pact, many lawmakers have eyes on the next contract, which is being negotiated now. Among other things, some legislators believe there should be a residency requirement for new hires for the police department. Councilor Timothy Rudd, who voted no on the contract, notes that it's part of the city pact with firefighters.
For the same 2% pay raises that we're giving to police right now for 2016 and 17, we gave to fire, and they gave 5-year residency restriction for all new hires. There's just not that type of concession in this agreement, and I think there should be.
Councilor Steve Thompson, who voted for the pact, is a former police chief. He says he can't see officers saying they don't want to live in the city they police.
There's an opportunity in this next negotiation to put it on the table, and then let's see what happens.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.